Well, first of all, Paul, I'm sure you're happy with that. First game, first win.
Yep, good win. Surely, a good opposition to come up against Donegal. They'll test you, so when you have to be alert. I'd say the two games beforehand, so I had, and it was a real test for today to see where we were at, you know.
Yeah.
What was I?
Yeah. You know, you settled really well. Donegal hit you with an early goal and caused your problems early on, but you at no stage did you panic or nothing, and then you rattled off some great scores.
You see, the good thing with an early goal, it's three scores early in the game, so it is, you know, you have a long time to recover, so you have. And that's maybe a learning phase for all lads playing football. You know, I mean, you can concede scores. Like, we'd like to have scored a goal early too, but it didn't happen, so it didn't. The only goal we're shutting as well out. Mm-hmm. But again, as I say, you know, you have to recover from them things and don't panic. With the lads, you've seen them, they kicked a few good scores from distance. They didn't panic, so they didn't, and they were smart in that sense, you know.
And you were in good position coming into half time, and then all of a sudden you were hit with another goal.
Hit with another goal. We give Donegal a lifeline into half time, which we were fair played, and it just wouldn't say it was any goal. It was a damn good work goal, so they had. And I say, you know, they caught us out, so they did, and fair played them, but it kept us on our toes.
But obviously, it made you determined in the second half to come out then at half time, because really you rattled them in the first few minutes, didn't you?
Well, we get a good start at the start of the half time, and the lads are determined to get a foothold in the game again. So they were, but like any given day, I could have went the all road for Donegal. Whereas we're lucky enough, it was our call today. You know, so it was.
Yeah. Did you get much work done? Obviously, this group has won an All Ireland already at under 17.
Well, have I? But really, this group here from 2 years ago in minors, I played again during Celtic Park. We have nine different lads starting there today, so we have. Don't get me wrong, there'll be more lads that's in the panel, maybe bits and knocks and injuries, you know, as well. But there's different faces. We've a lot of different new faces in from 2 years ago. Lads that have been pushing on who maybe didn't get an opportunity at some development groups or academies or stuff. You know, maybe there's all lads in there who were in front of them, so they were, because they're running a great shift with our academy. There's a lot of work been done, so there is, and they're presenting the lads to ourselves here to help mature them a bit more and try and find other players. So, you know, a lot of credit has to go to the lads who had these boys before us as well.
Yeah. So in a good position, off to a good start, Roscommon and Mayo to come.
Roscommon and Mayo to come, and Mayo's a big game. You know yourselves, you had a great game against them. And say, like, that's all to play for between the two teams. Someone said earlier, we have to beat Roscommon till stay in the competition. Really, I disagree, because if we did get over Roscommon, if we did get over Mayo, we still have Roscommon. And you don't take anybody for granted, so you don't.